Blog Talk Radio.
This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to DDP Radio. DDP Radio.
Good God. That's right. It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to another session. I'd say it's an hour, but it normally goes longer than an hour. Another session of DDP Radio. Got a bunch of things we're going to be talking about today. Want to welcome my two co-hosts for starters, the lovely Stacey Morris. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm unstoppable. And how about you there, Mr. Stefan? How you doing, bro?
Doing wonderful.
You going to be coming out to see me? How long? Huh? When are you going to be coming out to the land of La? When are you coming out here?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, good God, 3 days with Doug Stefan, the monster motivator. God, that's all I can say about that. Okay, I'm going to get back to you guys in a minute. Let me give you a little update on what I've been doing. I know it's all over the internet. It was picked up everywhere. Matter of fact, why don't you tweet my thing, Robert, right now. I got my main man who keeps everything together for all the Diamond Dallas Page sites, the My Pick Eater sites, Angela Coles, all that stuff. The master of disaster, Robert McLaren, pulling it all together. Go over to tweet around and tell people right now. If you're listening right now to DDP Radio, I want you, if you're a tweeting, whatever the hell you call it, tweeting people, tweet now. Go to ddpradio.com or just go to diamonddallaspage.com and hit DDP Radio. I'll bring you right on, and you can hear it online, or you can call in and listen to the show. If you got to leave your computer, and you can just pick up the phone and call us, and you can listen. And at some point, we might bring you on to be a guest. Stacey, what's the number that people can reach us at?
It is 347-994-1216.
Excellent. Let's give it one more time. And Robert posted in the chat room so people can see that. If you want to call in and just, if you can't be around your computer, just submit it out, Stace. What do you got?
Yeah, 347-994-1216.
All right. That's the way to go. So if you want to just catch it in your car and you don't want to miss it, we're here, all different levels. Okay, so what's been happening with DDP? All over the internet, that's where this all started. The very best of Nitro. WWE had such success with the Monday Night Wars. Like, that's a no-brainer. Of course they were going to. That was the greatest time of professional wrestling ever. And they came out with the Monday Night Wars. Now, some of the wrestling fans, especially the WCW diehards, I compare the WCW and the old WWF as the Yankees and the Red Sox. And there are some people like myself who would watch both teams. It's not a live or die situation. Like, I respect them for their talents and their abilities, but I got friends of mine in Jersey that would rather see, and I've had my friend Kevin Crimmins literally say, I said, so what do you think about the game coming up, bro? And he said, the game made the Red Sox plane go down in a ball of flames. I'm like, dude, don't say shit like that. He goes, I mean it. I go, no, you don't. He goes, no, yes, I do. I mean, that's how the Boston fans are, too. If they could see Dieter get assassinated, I think, what do I call him, Dieter? Yeah, what's his name?
Derek Jeter.
I lose you guys?
Derek Jeter.
We're here.
Oh, God, I lost. I see what happened. you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Okay, I got cool.
Yeah, we can.
My phone. The signal in the car. And now it just picked up again.
Yeah, you're breaking up, though.
We're breaking up. How about now?
That's good.
Now it's good.
Well, what happened was, I've got this new car. I got this this Grand Cherokee, which I don't know if you've seen the new Grand Cherokee. It's a badass car. Let me see this new mobile I got. It's got the Hemi engine. I got the wheels all around, but the new body style is really cool. Mercedes bought Chrysler, so now it's a badass car. But one of the things is the phone hooks into the car, and I could be talking on the phone, all of a sudden it gets picked up in the car. So what happened is I had my car just sitting here without idling, and eventually it turned off, and that's why you guys lost me. Okay, yeah. So I'm back. This crazy D-boy is back and all over the board. I want to go back to Jeter. What the hell's his name? Jeter?
Derek Jeter.
Thank you. Derek Jeter. I just got the Jeter and Jeter together and got Jeter. I've got the same disease that Rita Stillman has, where he mixes up his name. It shows how much I really like baseball. But there are Boston Red Sox. The film finished my thought there from 10 minutes ago. That if they could see Jeter, Jeter is fascinated, I think they would go for it. You know, because it's that quick. It brings me back to WCW and WWF. That during the day, when we were having huge ratings, when we were having the best of Nitro, there were three WWF fans and there were three WCW fans, and they weren't watching the other guy. But there's another four fans that went back and forth. So the WCW fan who never liked the WWF, those guys feel like when they did the Monday Night Wars that it was slanted against WCW. And the only thing I could say about that is history is written by the winners. And the WWE won that war. So we won a lot of wars, but they won the war. So the bottom line is, what I wanted to put out there on the internet, after I talked to the producers, that the very best of Nitro is actually, I don't think any WCW fan will feel slighted. I think that they did a great job with the first one. I'm going to be leaking details as it gets closer, but they've asked me to be tight-lipped, so I'm going to respect what they asked me to do because they respected what I wanted to have in there to a certain degree. Of course, 80% was good by them, but I got some segment calls on some stuff and not to say what I wanted to say, so they gave me a script, but I got the word the way I wanted to. Something stupid said. It's too loud out there. That's not me. I was moving, stop moving. They let me say what I wanted to say, so I really think that this could be great for especially the old school WCW wrestling fan. I think it'll be great for wrestling in general. I think that if it sells, then we're gonna get volume two. Because let's be honest, that you know the bottom line is we're packing less than 9 hours. Into six, or should say, 6 years we're packing within less than 9 hours. But that being said, there's going to be stuff you thought should be there that won't be there, and stuff that's there you might think don't belong. So the bottom line is, I think they did a hell of a job, and I know how hard they worked on it. So that's my comment live on the air, DDP Radio. I am already, before I get to see it, I got two thumbs up on it. When I get to see it, I'll give you my next thing. But you never know what's actually going to make the final cut. So that's the best of Nitro. Right now, the reason my car was going on and off, and I'm not at home doing this from my luxury office and my little headphones and shit, I am at the Michael Jordan's, actually mother's. She's a teacher in the arts, and they've got this big honky tonk thing they're doing here with you know celebrities and you know everybody gets the swag bag and we just happen to be able to get my picky eater. We've got our chocolate chip cookie in there, and we've got our brownie in there. So Angie, for the last 4 days, her and Erin, one of our other partners, her main assistant, they have been slaving in the kitchen. And my buddy Robert, who I told you puts everything together for us, I mean, he helped us with the labels and the ingredients and, oh, so much last-minute shit putting it together. But it came together beautifully, and they're in there, packing the bags. Eventually the doors will start ringing, and we'll hear people coming in, and that'll be Angie and Erin. We'll get her thoughts when she gets in here. I also want to let you know that if you want to go and get some of these delicious gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free cookies, chocolate chip cookies, the brownies, I'm not sure everything that's available right now, but I know they are. The minimum order is $25 because they ship it and everything, but you want to have them as much as you can because they become treats. And everything but the cookies can be frozen. And I eat the frozen brownies all the time. Amazing. So I want to let you know the store is open. Go to mypickyeaters.com or your Diamond Dallas page. And I think, I'm not sure, Robert, do we have the store up there on Diamond Dallas page too?
Well, we have the link over to My Picky Eaters directly from your website.
And go to the store at My Picky Eaters, right?
Yes, exactly.
And
okay.
Dallas, did you mention that all is gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free?
Yeah, I did, but I'm glad I didn't say gluten-free. But you know what? Anytime you can pop that back in, because that's a huge part of your success, am I right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, when you suggested I go off gluten, it changed everything about me physically.
Yeah, it's amazing what something like that can do. And then, of course, the dairy, too. And there's so many great choices. I actually have a list of them I'm putting together, and I'm also making my coconut. It's called You're So Delicious Coconut Yogurt. And it is amazingly good. I went to Costco and they had organic blueberries. I couldn't believe it. And I take some raspberries and some strawberries, cut up the strawberries, put them in there with a quart of this yogurt, and then I throw some chia seeds in there, and they get glazed over. They're amazingly good for you. I'm going to bring Yoga Doc on here to tell us why they're so great. I just know they're really great for you. I don't have the inside butter on that. If someone knows, when you guys go, you can tell me when we get to you. But I know it's really great. What I do is I stick it in the refrigerator. Now I got three different breakfasts. To just eat before, and I eat that right before I work out. So I got that little bit of carbs in me, and then I get a kick-ass workout. Today was an amazing workout. I worked out with three girls a couple days a week, my massage therapist, Stacy, and then this girl, Monica and Linda, and these chicks are warriors. And then I work out with my buddy Matt occasionally, and me and him hit it off, it's like, turn the lights out, Irene, because we're going to go. We're doing jumping. He can jump from down dog into black crow, and then back again, and then jump back. And, I'm working on that. But today I was in crow and I kicked both legs up in the air, did the handstand for a count of 9, couldn't get to 10, but that's an amazing feeling when you haven't done something in a while and your core is so strong that you can pop into that. Okay, next thing I want to talk about before we get into our subject, I want to talk about emotional gravity that hit DDP this week, all right? Everybody gets emotional gravity where we pull ourselves down, and so much of it has to do with, what happened in our lives and then how we let it affect us. Well, you've heard me talking about DDP Changing Lives, my reality show. Well, I was hoping that it was going to be Transformation Nation, but when I realized we couldn't use that, I think DDP Changing Lives became a better name. So now let me digress. About 6 months ago, I went and had a meeting with these guys who do Deadliest Warrior, top guys in the business. They loved my idea, what we were doing, but they had to build out that show, Deadliest Warrior, so I got moved on a back burner for 4 months. After they finish, I come back, We have another meeting. Boom. We're going to get with their production people. Boom. We get with them. They're all excited about it. Over this period, I told them what my ideas were for DDP Changing Lives and how I wanted to grab 8 people from, say, Kansas City or St. Louis or wherever, and then just follow them over the next 13 weeks, work with them, teach them, the people who want to try the gluten-free, dairy-free, how to live that lifestyle, how people just want to do calorie counting, how they can live that lifestyle at a better level, just how you can bring it all into your, literally, your lifestyle. Unlike The Biggest Loser or Heavy or Celebrity Fit Club, they all go to a place. I wanted to be in their home. The inner conflict will come from the people who are in the house of each one of these houses, because a family has to support the other members of the family if they're trying to make a lifestyle. One person cannot go against 3 or 4 people. They all have to, as a unit, come together. Now, if you have to do it by yourself, you got to be extra strong in the case of a lot of people who do that. So long story short is, I'm all excited for my meeting right before I go to Nitro, do the very best of Nitro to film that, and I get called up and I hear we got to cancel that meeting. We're going to reschedule. Can we reschedule as soon as I come back into L.A.? Boom, we reschedule for Tuesday. I get through the week. I'm all jacked up to hear what they got for me. They cancel the meeting. We need to reschedule. I hear Tuesday goes by. They don't reschedule. So I call up my partner. And I go, Mark, they don't have the show together. That's why they're pushing us back. I said, I don't think they're totally invested in this. He goes, I think you're right. I said, well, get on the phone with them. Find out if they're right. Because if they're not, we need to move on. That means 6 months is shot. So I'm down. I'm like pissed. And I don't normally kick shit and, you know, and yell and shit like that. It takes a lot to get me going. This pissed me off. And a series of things pissed me off. And forcing myself to breathe. And, okay, taking a positive. I just wanted to friggin' chilled out for a while. I wouldn't call it meditated. I just chilled out. And I started thinking, okay, what's the positive side of this? And the positive side was, when I really thought about it, when I came to this company, or these 3 companies that wanted to do something with me, all 3 of them wanted to do my show, not knowing even what the show was, just because of what we have in Team YRG and the story of Arthur Borman and Terry Lang and Stacy and Doug and Kev and, you know, Robert, all the guys that, you know, had these amazing gals, have had these amazing stories, Diane, Angela. I mean, everybody's got these amazing stories. And it came from a change of a lifestyle. And I'm thinking, before I went out, I didn't have a show. If I don't go through the paces with this company called 44 Blue, maybe they don't ever say anything about Transformation Nation, and I don't take that idea and make it my own. So all these positive things came out of it, and then I thought, they've got some really sharp people at 44 Blue, but I think I had like the bottom of the totem pole. So maybe I didn't want those people working with me anyway because they weren't going to give us the best show. And maybe if we went out with it, maybe it doesn't get picked up. So I just went back and thought to myself, what we are doing with DDP Radio, with Team YRG, with the whole essence of this whole group. I tell people, just go by Team YRG, sign up, and tell me you're not blown away by the response. And there's not one person. Now, a lot of people don't get involved, but some people do. Like I see now Motown, he's out there welcoming people, and I never even talked to him until I saw him start talking to people, and I realized he was down in San Diego, so I was going to have him come up and work out with us this weekend. I was going to do YRG in the park. I only do it once in a while now, but I was going to do it in the park, but as it turns out, it's going to rain this weekend, so that got kiboshed to next week, but I'll have Doug Steffen on town, so it'll really be a Team YRG situation with Doug there, and Motown's bringing his kids up. So very, very cool shit. So the bottom line is, all of those things that I was dwelling on the negative, I want everyone out there to understand something. And this is not my number. This is a fact. 70% of the things we worry about never happen. The reality is, and if you saw the movie Crazy Heart, one of my favorite actors ever, Jeff Bridges, he won an Academy Award last year for it. He sings a song, and the song, the hook of the song is, you don't realize what you've got till it's gone. Everything happens for a reason, even though it's wrong. And then he says, especially when it's wrong. And in the beginning, I took that as a negative. Yeah, especially when it's wrong. But when I look back at my career, so many things that happened to me that I thought were wrong were the best things ever happened to me. So on that note, let's get into what today's show is all about. And every week, I want you to know, I brainstorm, talk to Doug, and I talk to Stacy, and Stacy writes up something really cool for you guys to check out and hopefully pull you in. And if you don't get the chance to watch or listen to the show, you will get the chance to go back on the podcast and check it out. And this week's show is about what, Stacy?
It's about excuses and what excuses might be holding you back.
Well, you've never had any excuses holding you back, have you?
Well, it seems that way. I mean, when I met up with you, I was pretty ready. You know, I was at a point where I was very ready to make some changes. So
right.
You also lost some weight.
You also lost some weight. And I will never forget that Terry Lang sent me your email to her, and you lost 30 pounds. I said, get me your number. I want to talk to her.
Right. Yeah. I was just off and running. And once I got, you know, encouragement from you and Terry, and you really helped me along, it made it that much easier. Now that I've had this big, you know, path of transformation, and I'm really no longer perceived as overweight, at least with my clothes on. In a bathing suit, it might be a different story, but I have to confront the fact that I no longer have my big excuse for whenever something goes wrong in my life. I could always just kind of turn and pin it on the weight, you know, and I don't have that now. And this is a totally new thing for me. It's actually a great problem. I'm not really, you know, being like poor me, but I mean, it's just something I have to be aware of, because I think I got a really big psychological payoff in a way from using that all those years.
Well, let me ask you, Doug, did you have that problem?
Initially when I started, yes. But that's when I, you know, had going through the divorce, my dad died and all that other stuff, and I was just miserable. When I changed my life and I truly made that lifestyle change, you know, and I threw out all the negativity and toxic people and toxic food in my life, you know, I also threw out the word excuses, and I didn't make any more, you know. Sure, I have setbacks, sure, I have injuries, but I see the positive in everything now.
And that, you know, it's not all the time, but even when you hit that hole, that pothole that you fall into, like I fell into on Monday, you know, but by Tuesday, I was up and I was unstoppable. It was like, fuck you, this is the best thing ever happened to me. That's how I felt about it, you know. It's like I'm going to make this work. And Doug, I mean, I love it, because when I went to see Doug in San Antonio, right, bro?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, what I loved was, like, most people, where friends just come up to me and go, dude, I don't know what you did to him, but he went to be the most negative son of a bitch I've ever met to the most positive son of a bitch I've ever met. And it's your choice. We had Mark Murrow on here a few weeks ago, and I know a lot of you bought his book, How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet. And I think it's a great investment, because you can't have too much positive, you know, in your face. I know a lot of you bought it because you've made references to it, and that's great. But Mark's whole push is, it's a choice. Champion of choices. You make the choice whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day, a shitty day or a great day. You know, for Jerry Maguire, first place I ever saw the guy squeeze his hands together, said it's going to be a great day. I mean, sometimes I just wake up and I do that, just to kick out, you know, like I'm one, two, whoo, kick out, you know, and pop back up and go forward and go at it. So you got to know excuses. But happens with women more because they're just so much around and around. Guys don't have to deal with women as much because they have trouble talking to women. They have trouble, you know, with the rejection part. So they don't have to worry about women hitting on them. But women, when you lose the weight, especially my I have two daughters, and I adopted them both. One was an infant, one was six, and they are as close to me as any daughter could be. I mean, probably closer than 99% of the dads out there, because I actually talk to them on a one-to-one level. And talk to them like that since they were little girls. And their mom lost a bunch of weight and then started to feel great. And she started walking and moving. And she was one of my first people. I was like, wow, look at this transformation. I said, Linda, please don't run. Don't run. You're going to hurt yourself. No, I feel great. I feel great. No, you're going to twist your ankle. Something's going to happen to you. And then you're going to have an excuse that you can't do YRG. You know, you can do YRG with a broken ankle. But long story short, she twisted that ankle. She didn't work out. Well, you know, she gained that back plus another, you know, 10-15% or 10% probably. And the bottom line is, a lot of men were hitting on her because she's a beautiful woman, even in her late 40s, beautiful woman. And she really, you know, didn't know how to handle that. And so I think some women will use that as an excuse because they want it, but they don't want it. That's why I always come back to, what do you really want? You know? So I'm going to open up the lines here. Robert, do we have anybody on the lines right now?
Actually, yeah, we've got four people on hold right now.
Okay, I want to put them on a question. What I want to do is ask a question and bring them on and leave them on if they want to stay on, because this is a round table. You can chime in anytime you want. It's like one quick question, we'll answer it, and then we'll move on to the next person. Before you know it, we'll have seven people in here. That's what it's all about. If you feel like saying something, don't be shy. Chime in. So who's number one?
Well, the number one is Margie, actually.
Margie?
Well, it's Margie with a hard G, but that's close.
And hey, Margie, I got you.
Dallas, I do not have a question. This is a thank you call.
A thank you for the
you were talking about amazing stories a few minutes ago, and my amazing story is my daughter, who has been following you, been guided by you, and has worked very hard and very diligently, and over the last 2 years has lost about 180 pounds. And it's because of your guidance, your instruction, what you have counseled her and just guided her along, and it's truly, truly amazing the transformation that has taken place in her life, physically and I guess mentally, outwardly. She's glowing, and she just is having a very different life now. And I just want to thank you so very much for what you have done for her.
Margie, it was just such an inspiration to watch her go through this transformation. That's the stuff that gets me off board and anything. We're talking about our own Stacey Morris, who's
Hi, mom.
Hi. Yes, it's just, and she sees. We went back to a family reunion, and her cousins and her aunts didn't realize who it was, because it was marvelous to see, but it was totally amazing as well.
Well, Margie, I'm going to call you mom. Because
you're
in with me like that. Now,
absolutely.
Let me ask you, Mom, when you watch the video, and for all you guys who are listening out there, if you really want, forget before and after picture, and I'm recommending this to everybody who goes through the transformation as you're going through it. You don't have to be at the end. You could be in the first couple months. Make a video of yourself to look at the transformation and Stacey was lucky enough to have one of the greatest inspirational cats on the planet, Steve Yu, who's doing a movie called Inspired the Movie, help her with it. And when you first saw that video, even knowing that she was already there, when you watched that video, how did it affect you?
Well, it amazed me because I never realized just how heavy she was. I mean, I just, as I look back now, I think, wow, she was rather huge. And but I was excused.
Way, I was in denial.
That's the blind eye of a loving mother. That's what that is.
Yeah, and I must tell you, when she started this, she did not say anything to me or to anyone that I know of. And it really took me a while before I realized, because if you see someone nearly every day, it doesn't appear as evident. And other people had mentioned to her, Stacey, you're losing weight, aren't you? Well, it took me a while, and then one day I saw her across the room, and I thought, Stacey's losing weight. And I said something to her, and she said, well, I wondered when you were going to notice.
Well, I really knew I let myself go when I lost, like, almost 100 pounds, and people were like, oh, you know, there's something different about you. You changed your hair. It's your hair, right?
Oh, that's tremendous. That's tremendous.
Well,
Stick on here for a little bit, because I want to bring some other people on. But I also want to mention to anybody, if you want to see that video that we were just talking about, go to Team YRG. Robert put it on the front page right next to Arthur's, and it's just amazing, man. You'll really be inspired. It really helps you because there's funny parts in it, too. Truly inspirational. Everybody should watch it. And I'm going to send it out. I'm going to send it out to all of you. And I want you to send it out to all of your friends and then have them send it out to their friends and so forth and get that up there. Because some of these transformation videos get as much as, you know, hundreds of thousands of hits. So we want people to be aware and be moved to action. Can you hang on with it a little while for us, Mom?
Okay, I will. Yes, okay, indeed.
Cool.
Thank you.
Hang on, Mom.
Just say what you want. Drop off when you need to, too. I understand. Okay, so who's number two, Robert?
We've actually got Matt Vesic on the line.
Matt Vesic, how you doing, brother?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Dallas?
I'm good. For those of you who don't know who Matt Vesic is, Matt Vesic is the first person that I'm actually doing a documentary with on YouTube. Rich has come on since then, Richard Frost. But Matt is the first day. From day one, he came to see me at a My Picky Eaters event. Now, Matt with another one again tonight. But he came up to me, and we started talking. He asked for help. I said, if you do all of this, and which really deals with, you know, joining Team YRG, setting up a food and workout journal, write down your goals, take your measurements, do the pictures, and put the work in and get the YRG program, then I'll help you. And if you keep putting the work in, I'll get involved. If you're listening and you don't know me, but you were a fan of mine, or you don't know me from Adam, and you're just coming on the show and listening to it, and you go to Team YRG and you come, become part of it, I'll help you if you put the work in. If you don't waste my time. So long story short, Matt has a video, a YouTube, and you can subscribe to it, called, what's it called, Matt?
Never Been Fatter with a PH.
So tell us what's up with you, kid.
Well, listening to the topic, you brought up a good point. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. I kind of went through the same thing with the entertainment industry. I was called back for a Jenny Craig commercial with Jason Alexander. And Jason was directing and in there for the audition. And that day, that afternoon, got that call to be, you know, are you available? Got the availability call.
Are you talking about who worked on it, Jenny Craig?
No, actually acting in the commercial.
Oh, wow.
You know,
a callback. Okay, so great. Okay.
So, you know, a callback for the commercial, and then, you know, they call you then after you get a call back. If they like you, they put you on what's called availability, which is avail, which means that, they liked you, they want to use you. But then, knowing the business, what happens is they got to go to the company who is doing the commercial, and maybe they envision something else. So you get all excited. You know, it's like, I did great. I'm ready. They want to work with me. And then all of a sudden, you don't hear back from them. And it's like, that's the frustrations. Those are like the tides that come in. And I totally relate to what you're saying of you have to be in that positive mold of what did I learn from this? What did I gather from this? You know, instead of beating yourself up going, I know I'm good enough. Why did you not get this? You know?
Absolutely. But you know what? Being an actor myself, I also know that you have to treat acting, audition, as positive bullshit. You know, they're an interruption in your day. And then there's levels of positive bullshit. Like, okay, I got the audition, level one. Level two, I got the callback. It's still way down there. Level three, I'm coming back and meeting with producers. Level four is I got the gig. Level five is actually getting there, doing the work, and level six is like getting paid, and level seven is actually airs, and so it gets to where there's no positive bullshit. It's just positive, and you got it. And that's how I deal with auditions and stuff, because nothing pissed me off more when I first got here was having that big meeting. That wasn't 10 minutes. It was an hour and a half. You guys can imagine me talking for an hour and a half. I know it's hard. But at those meetings, I come in with guns blasting. I'm thinking, I got this gig down. And boom, never hear from
him. Well, it relates to, you know, whether it's, you know, in trying to lose weight or whether it's in, you know, the work you're doing or just the life you're living. The fact of the matter is you, from every experience you have, you move forward towards those goals that you have and don't let the setbacks draw you back, because if you start living in that world of, you know, oh, I didn't reach this goal or I didn't do this, that's what starts bringing you down, and that's when you fall off that bandwagon.
So that's why you always have to be constantly resetting your goals, especially for people who actually get the weight off. You know, actually get the weight off. And now you got it off, and then you start to gain it back, you're going to set a new goal. You know, but right now, you're going to actually, you're coming over tomorrow, right, bro?
Yep, tomorrow, man.
Coming over tomorrow. A lot of people call me up now. Like, they'll call me up and have someone there say, stay here for the show.
All right.
Guys, hang on if you want to hang on.
Yep.
I got a wrestling question coming up here. Normally, I'll take this one. Okay. Who we got on there?
Hello? My name's Becky.
Hey, Becky. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Unstoppable.
I used to watch you on WCW.
Very cool. You can watch me again when that new DVD comes out.
Yes. I wanted to ask you a question. With Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff's egos, how did you get along with them?
I actually got along very well with them. And,
you did?
I actually did. Because, it's really tough not to get along with me. You got to be a real asshole. And Eric can be a real asshole, but he was always great with me. But the first time I ever met him, it was in a pull-apart fight. So we started all assholes towards each other, and then, you know, later we got to know each other and became buddies. We were nobodies at the time, and so I come up at a different level with Eric. You know, I'm not someone who came in and got a job from Eric. You know, I knew him when, and we knew each other throughout that time when both of our careers took off. And to be perfectly honest, I know a lot of people have a lot to say negatively about Hogan, but I don't, because Hulk came up to me in 1994. And this goes down the work ethic, which I can transfer over into anything from your job, your schoolwork, at sport, great sports, you know, changing your life, trying to own your lifestyle. You're going to going to get out of life what you put into it, and especially when it comes to YRG. But with Hulk, he came up to me in 1994. I just finished wrestling in, I want to say it was outside of Berlin. I've been writing the city of Berlin, Germany. And I'd been there about 5 days, and I was the first match out. And he pulled me across, away from the curtain after I walked through, and he said, come here. He goes, how are you doing this? And I said, doing what? It's getting much better. He said, I don't really see you on TV that much, but when I do, you hit a movie, you pop off, and you make people believe you believe. And he said, that's a gift. He said, but every time I see you doing something a little bit different, and this is why I guess what they're doing, you're putting on the road like this, and you're getting to learn your craft. And I said, Hulk, the only reason I'm in the on the road on this tour in Germany is because my last name is really Falkenberg, and I got a smoking hot-looking wife that walks into the ring. And he goes, well, then how are you doing it? And I train guys at the power plant. And he said, what's the power plant? Because in the old days, it was 60 different wrestling federations. New York had one called the WWWF. It was the AWA in Minneapolis. Charlotte had the NWA. I mean, there was all these things. Portland, Oregon, Kansas City. It was everywhere. It was only right here in Hollywood. There were 50 of them throughout the country. And that's how you learned back then. But that wasn't available for me. So I went down to power plant, and I worked with the young guys. And I found whenever I wasn't on the road, I'd go back to the power plant. I found that the more I taught, the more I learned, the better I got. And he didn't really understand how I was doing it. And he said to me, well, he goes, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because it's not today or next year or the year after, but somewhere down the line, you and I have the ability to draw huge money together. And then he walked away. And I was like, oh, my God. Did he just say that? The really cool part of that story is he didn't just say it to me. He said it to Eric Bischoff, who was my buddy, but wouldn't give me the push because he wasn't a nepotism guy. But it was Hope who opened that door for me. And then 4 years later, I'm walking on the Tonight Show stage with Carl Malone, with Hogan and Rodman sitting on the chair, and we did a face-off, push-apart, and we're shooting an angle on the Tonight Show. You talk about manifesting a dream into a reality. So I got nothing to say negative about Hulk either. Sorry, buddy.
I've always heard, well, you know what they say, people say about them, they have big egos and stuff like that. So I was just wondering, I mean, different people say they don't have a problem with them.
No, that's all said and done. But the bottom line is, if you don't have a super ego in that business, you don't belong there.
Yeah.
Because emotional gravity comes in at a whole other level there. All right, babe, I got to go on to the next question. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Robert?
Next, we've got Don.
This is Big Don.
Hey, what's up, Dallas? How you doing?
How are you doing? You been getting yourself in line?
You know what? I am getting myself in line, and things are looking up for me. I'm finding out that there is power to positive.
Very good. Very good. Tell the people where you're starting at. You're starting at a big spot, so tell them about where you're starting at and where you're hoping to go to.
I'm currently at 547 and a half.
Mm-hmm. And
after having a brief conversation with DDP, my goal is about 2.25. And currently,
Stop. No about. Specific is the number one thing to SmackDown. You got to set that goal. It's got to be specific. So what's the number?
2.25.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Good.
Between 220 and 2.25.
No, go back again. Specific. What is that number? It can change. But today, what's that number?
2.25.
Okay, now what's your immediate goal, though? What is your first goal? That's your overall goal. What's your first goal?
My first goal, and I go next Friday to find out if I've made it. And that goal was to lose 20 pounds since I started with Team YRG. And in my opinion, I have screwed things up.
Okay, what did you do?
I actually lost 25 to 30, I think.
Oh, that sucks.
I did some measurements, and I've lost almost 2.5 inches around my waist. So, and that's just in the last 3 weeks.
That's great, bro.
Fantastic.
That's got to keep you moving forward. So how did you turn, besides hearing what we say here, because it's not just me, it's Stacy, it's Doug, it's different people that come on, you hear somebody talk, what did you gain?
What did I gain?
Well, change. Well, what did Doug Smith say? He got rid of all the negative people. He eliminated it from his life.
Well, actually, this is what I've begun to learn, because I'm still trying to grasp the overall lesson that's being taught to me right now. That is grabbing a hold of positive and using it on an everyday basis. Everybody can relate to something negative because it's human nature. The positive is finding the most negative thing and looking to see where the positive is in that situation. Now, I don't know if, I know not everybody's familiar with my situation. Financially, I'm bust. All right, if it wasn't for my wife, I would be screwed. And I just graduated in July from radio broadcasting school. Go figure. And I've spent the last 8 months trying to find a job in radio. But in addition to that, just to circumvent my income, I've tried to find some voice acting jobs, voiceovers and stuff like that. And that's been kind of difficult. And it just so happened that in the last 3 days, I've made a decision that, okay, I'm ready to change my focus on, because I was only, I was willing to take a radio job everywhere from like Kansas City over, because I live in Michigan. So I was just going to basically stay to this side of the country. And I said, you know, I can't do that. And so I'm looking anywhere in the United States. And I answered 2 ads, and then all of a sudden I get from my job placement lady at the school a job lead of a voiceover today for some Christian organization. And I found another ad right after that, and then I got a call from a friend of mine who I've done some voiceover stuff for them, and they want me to do it again, but they've got a person that's looking at me, wanting to hire me on a regular basis. All I have to do is audition. And going back to this audition thing that you guys were just talking about, you said you have to go through all the steps, and it's, you know, it's all kinds of things to go through. I see each audition as a chance to learn something different.
An opportunity.
It's an opportunity, exactly.
Hey, dude, I get said those words all the time. Go ahead.
That was my subconscious speaking out loud, by the way. So, you know, actually things are starting to look up for me because, one, I've made the decision that I'm tired of being the way I'm being and where I'm at. And the next decision that I made was my life is going to change, and it's going to change for the better, and I'm not going to make excuses for why it isn't changing. And that's what I've done. That's what I've started to realize. And that's what I'm still trying to learn is the excuses that I have, that's just what they are, is excuses. The way I see it, I'm a track runner, and excuses are just hurdles to jump over or go through. That's it.
That's powerful, man. That's really powerful. Really powerful. And this is the kind of shit that, you know, I started, you know, this originally for, was just to hit one person. Because I was doing the one, but I wanted to hit two or three. And not be a story I told, a story you told. Because there's people listening to this. They could be in England. They could be in Australia. They're listening to this and going, wow. Wow, I get that. Wow. Okay.
Should I talk a little different for people that might be in England or in Australia? Because all I can do is that. It's no problem.
Excellent. So very good, Donnie. Very good. I'm proud of you, man. Keep up the great work and you know, keep us posted. And you took the pictures and stuff, right?
No, I have not taken the pictures because my camera broke. And that's not an excuse. That's a fact. I saw it break when I went to take the pictures. So what I'm doing is I am actually going to take the pictures with my laptop webcam and see if I can make it work, because it's hard to focus those pictures in. But I will do it, and they will be up by next week.
Okay. You know, if you can get anyone to get any kind of video camera too, like what Matt's doing, because of your pipes, and obviously, like Matt, I think you're a bit of a character. Because
me, a character? No.
You know, you have to be a character to be, you know, on the radio. You have to be a character to be a wrestler. You have to be a character to be an actor or a voiceover. So I think it would be really great for you to start videoing yourself and putting yourself on just like, you know, what you're talking. If you want a video, just get any kind of camera and then load it down, you start to create your own YouTube site, and who knows what could happen out of that.
That's true. Incidentally, I don't know if you guys caught this on Twitter or not, but I'm getting ready to launch a website where I will be marketing ringtones. Okay? Now, if everybody closes their eyes for like 2 seconds and pictures a guy that's 6'4" and weighs 564.5 pounds, I'm as white can be. All right? With that in mind, notice I do different accents, okay? And a lot of the people that I've come in contact with find one of my accents just absolutely hilarious. And I actually did one, and I'm going to figure out a way to post it so that you can listen to it on the website on Team YRG. But what I do is I'll say, "Oh yes, I am a friend of DDP." So there's more to it, but I'm not going to go into it right now.
No, I get it, but that's the kind of stuff like that would make your blog really original. You know, I'm starting to look at, especially since you're not working right now, and I would tell any guys from Michael on out who's been in that position, your job is to get your life together, is to get in the best physical shape, because your body is your vehicle. It's going to take you through the next whatever amount of years. And the bottom line is that journey doesn't really start until you get into your 60s and 70s and 80s. Where are you going to be then? So if you video journal yourself, and I look at this guy, his name is, God, I can't remember his name, Phil. You've been filled in. Robert, do you know what I'm talking about, the guy who's got that show on the internet?
No, it doesn't ring a bell at all.
I'm going to tell you what, I'll post one of his videos up on Team YRG, but he's very creative, and he has now got me working on with a video guy to create this next. I'm filmed me, RVD, and Justin McCulley about a year ago doing YRG. And we did an interview and everything, but now I'm going to take this and make this really entertaining. And it's DDP, reality DDP TV. I'm going to have opens, closes, really going to take my video stuff to a next level. If you start doing that, Don, and this all sprung from you talking about being a voice that's got the radio experience and stuff, how do you get yourself out there? You make yourself entertaining, and you use the Internet. I'm going to put up a rapper, this kid from South Africa. You've got to see, and he's got one of these kids who's got that disease where they have the small neck and the round head and the big nose. You've seen this guy before. He's his DJ, and he's got this little girl who sings with him. I was blown away. We got like 4 million hits. This kid was like the kid who watched that. And he's one of the badasses now on the Internet doing the rapper stuff. You create your own persona on there, doing your accents, doing all your stuff in your transformation. That's what I'm putting you. Right now, hold on, I'm going to try to get into it. Okay. And so, is that open though? Okay, cool. We have some noise going on in the background. Just hang in there for a second here. We're putting all the boxes away. How did the event come in?
I was
open
there. We had fun.
But it's over here on the air right now. So, how was the response to you? What did you actually deliver to those people? And how many? 200. 200 swag bags. Get Aaron in the car here, and we'll go back to the quad here. Okay, cool. All right, so guys, great stuff. Work on that, man. Who do we have next? Robert, anybody else?
Well, before we do that, Jay in the chat room says it's Phil DeFranco. Is that who you're talking about?
That's it, Phil DeFranco, yes. He is a funny, funny guy. Look up his stuff. And it's funny because, you know, I always use monkey and stuff. It's been my part of my, it's been part of my gimmick forever. You know, monkey boy or whatever I say. And he uses the monkey in his thing. So people up here will think I'm stealing it when I finally do something with the monkey and stuff, but I was doing it way before Phil. But Phil is really, really, really creative. And that's the word. So check out his video. All right, what else we got, bro?
We have one more caller, and that's our very own Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
Hey. I was actually talking to Stacey earlier this week, and she suggested that I call in and talk about everything I've been going through lately. Both my parents have cancer. My mom's been in the hospital since the 16th, and my dad, I actually had to call the ambulance for him today to go to the hospital. So they're actually both in the hospital right now. And I'm still working out. I'm still doing what I need. I'm still walking the dog for 2 hours a day and all of that.
Wow.
And that's just, when I heard, Jamie, when I heard all that you were going through, I mean, I knew you were always dedicated. You've been doing this for 4 years, but I had no idea of the emotional, personal challenges you were living with and the fact that you just won't let anything stop you just completely amazes me.
Well, I have the support of Doug, and I am Doug is always there supporting me, and Alexis, and we're and we have Terry, and
you're amazing. You're doing the work too, so I just wanted to give you some credit and a pat on the back, because you've inspired me. You were one of the first people to welcome me to the site, and I was at such a low point. And I don't know if you realize the impact of somebody reaching out like that when I really needed it made a big difference to me. And I know you do that with everybody that comes on the site. So you're like a living angel to me.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I support and motivation is the key. Is the key to getting to where you need to go. And if I didn't have the support and motivation of certain people, then I wouldn't have, I probably wouldn't be going on the path I'm going on.
Oh, very good, Debbie. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. You want to chime in on anything here or what?
No, that was it.
Well, I wasn't talking to you, Jake. I was talking to Doug. So, Doug, you want to chime in on anything? We're going to close it down here any time, but I want to just get a sound off. Got anything to say?
No, I don't have too much to say. You know, I know. You know, like I said, the biggest one of the biggest things is the support that we have in, on a, you know, Team YRG, and you know, because I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people help me out, and I try to help as many people as possible. And without YRG, you know, without the team, and I think, you know, we'd all be in a pretty bad place, you know. So that is, that's like the glue that holds everything together.
It works for me. Stacey, you want to close out with anything here?
I just want to say, you know, if you feel like you're in a place of a lot of excuses, still don't give up on yourself. You might not be ready. I wasn't ready for many years, but I never gave up on myself. And there's no moment of epiphany where it all gets magical. It's just day by day, you know, realizing that you're worth more and that you can have the life that you want. It's that simple.
It says it all. I'm going to say, if you want to go and check Stacey's video out, you can go on to Team YRG. It's right there on the front page. And we're going to be sending it out. And I want you to send it out to everybody and have them leave comments and just feel the inspiration. That's all I got, guys. Leaving, heading home right now. So you've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya!
Listen up, bozos. Diamond Dallas Page here, the AWA's Diamond Exchange. And I'm here with the kings of the universe. We're talking the AWA Tag Team Champs of the World, Bad Company. And we're talking B-A-double-D, Bad. Woo, baby.
Dallas, you look great. How are you today?
I never had a bad day in my life, Daddy. And why not? I am the world's greatest professional wrestling manager in the world. A mastermind of the sport with great looks, brains. Good God, it's a deadly combination.
It's this man, Diamond Dallas Page, against the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Savage, you want to come into my real world? I'm going to snap into yours.
I'm
Savage, when your buddy had Diamond Dallas had Savage.
Raven, I haven't forgotten everything you've done to me.
Got him off!
Oh, he got him!
There's only one Diamond Cutter! Diamond Cutter by Page! It's 1, 2, 3!
Oh, we've got a new world champion, guys!
And it's DDP!
DDP, he earned it, he fought it! It's payoff! They all did!
It's history! Diamond Dallas Page is the heavyweight champion of the world!
Say it again, Tony!
Diamond Dallas Page is the heavyweight champion of the world! I can't believe it!
Four competitors that went into the ring that has never worn the World Heavyweight Championship, but Diamond Dallas Page on Sunday, April the 11th, 1999, at Street Stampede has made history.
Well, I'd say unless your parents change their mind, I'm going to have to get the 18th birthday.
Who is it?
Have you done your yoga today? DDP, I like me, you like me, and I'm going to help you like you.